Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. When New Zealand was first established between Maori and the colonials, it was based on mutual respect and a willingness to get along. Maori were introduced to the God of the Bible from people like Samuel Marsden and other missionaries of the time. So it would be fair to say as New Zealand grew, it grew as a Christian nation. I would even go as far as to suggest this foundation established and shaped New Zealand's beliefs and acceptance. After all, New Zealand was the first country in the world to give women the vote. Our decency and spirit for justice saw us join in and sacrifice our own in defeating evil forces during two world wars. We have as a nation never stood back when it comes to fighting for the freedoms of citizens worldwide in different conflicts since then. In Korea, Malaysia, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and many other countries around the world. It was in the 1970s that we were outraged at nuclear bomb experiments in our backyard. We protested and then we declared ourselves nuclear free. Our sense of adventure, our courage, and our number 8 wire spirit seen us conquer the skies with the first manned flight, the conquering of the tallest mountain, and dare I say it, winning the 2015 Rugby World Cup. Now, speaking of rugby, we marched and in 1981 we fought in the streets raising awareness of the injustices of apartheid in South Africa during a rugby tour. Yes, we've been welcoming, willing to stand up against injustices, and at times we've led our world with our culture. But never, never could I ever imagine the day would come when we as a nation would welcome the division of our population based on whether they've been subjected out of fear, coercion, bullying, into participation of a medical experience. Division is not the Kiwi way. Gone is the team of 5 million. Gone is the kindness. Instead, we have the haves and the have-nots. Gone is the respect and the tolerance we have for those in our community for individual choice. Now, if you can legislate for a two-tier system because of a vaccination, what's the next step? This New Zealand government has pointed to it to being the only source of truth. I want to take this opportunity to disagree. If we're looking for a single source of truth, you know there's only one place you can find it. And where is that, I hear you ask? Well, it's quite simple. It's right here in the Bible. 66 differing books all leading to one conclusion. A book which speaks of courage, adventure, culture, a fight for injustice, and best of all, a love for our neighbour. To return New Zealand to the great nation it was, we don't have to lead the world. We don't have to protest. We don't have to ascend greatness or even play a game of rugby. If New Zealand is to survive to be a worthwhile nation, we as New Zealanders need to put Christ back on the throne. How do we do that? We put Christ back on the throne of our hearts and our conscience. We put Christ back on the throne of our families as much depends on us. We get back to our right biblical place. We put Christ on the throne of law and order and political order as much depends on us. As much as we can, we must push back against the darkness. And we need to be taking that truth to the world who is in bondage to darkness. It is in this darkness that New Zealanders are happy to divide themselves. Jacinda Ardern may preach kindness, but it is Jesus who promotes love for one another. And you cannot show love if you separate your fellow countrymen based on race, ethnicity, or vaccination certificate. So let me end this with Paul's admonition to the congregation in Galatia. He said, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.